Bjørn Turman was born and raised in Vancouver, BC, Canada, but he's lived in Asia since 1993. During that time, Turman has become more and more fascinated by karaoke. So fascinated that he's written a novel called The Karaoke World of Cortez Hare. Turman told Steve Paulson about the premise of the novel.
Well, on the basic level, the book's about this man, Cortez Hare, and he heads off to Singapore in early 97, really in search of adventure and a job, you know. He has very little money when he lands, and he's the son of a failed inventor from Winnipeg, Manitoba. And after some basic searching, he finds the job. Then his adventure begins. But on a broader level, I suppose, the book is really about one man's search for his big picture, and this is where I use the metaphor of karaoke to tell the story.
It's an unusual metaphor, I have to say, to use karaoke as the means of the great search.
Yes, well, I myself actually landed in Singapore with very little money and no job. So I can really relate to Cortez's adventures. And when I landed, I got a job at a local company in Singapore, and I was one of the first foreigners, if not the first foreigner they'd ever hired. And I was working with a lot of people who would say very little throughout the day, particularly in meetings. But then I'd go out singing karaoke with them, and, you know, they would have no problem standing up and banging out tune after tune without being embarrassed at all. And I thought, well, this is interesting. My fascination for karaoke videos grew rather rapidly. And if you've ever watched a karaoke video, they're pretty interesting, quite unique.
Mm-hmm. And, well, for our listeners who've never actually seen a karaoke video, can you explain what it is?
Well, often the video has very little to do with the song. Certainly videos in the 90s, you know, they would tape, you know, for example, many of the videos I'd see would be, you know, a young woman sort of hugging a palm tree and thinking about lost love or something like that, or, you know, someone just marching through some unnamed city. I mean, it would really just kind of be background picture to the words scrolling underneath. But some of the videos, you know, were kind of interesting. And every once in a while, I'd point out these videos to my colleagues and say, wow, you know, that video looks really interesting. And they'd say, well, Bjorn, nobody watches the videos. They only look at the words. And I thought, wow. There's
which
a metaphor
does,
in there.
Which does sort of raise the question, why do they have the video in the first place then?
Yeah, indeed. And really nobody watches the videos because, you know, either it's a bouncing ball or, you know, words very quickly scrolling underneath. And your focus is on that, of course, so that you can sing the song. But, you know, as a keen observer of the karaoke industry, I became very almost obsessive about these karaoke videos. And I thought, well, you know, there must be a metaphor in there somewhere. And, you know, years later, I wrote this book.
Hmm. Now, you have quite remarkably actually written a novel about karaoke, and it figures prominently into, I mean, sort of this whole sort of quest for, well, finding a new karaoke star figures prominently in your story. Mm. And I'm wondering if you could read an excerpt from the story that and maybe set it up a little bit to explain how this works.
Okay. Well, Cortez Hare, he lands in Singapore with no money and no job, and after some searching, he finds this job as a karaoke marketing executive at this company called Lover's Walk Private Limited. And Lover's Walk makes karaoke videos. And his boss, the karaoke entrepreneur named Mr. H.Y. Sim, is this rather eccentric fellow who has a long history in the music industry. And the company's success really was due to their production of some pretty successful karaoke videos. So he hires Cortez Hare as the first foreigner in his local Singaporean firm. And, well, early on in the book, probably, I guess, one of the first few days into Cortez's tenure on his job, Mr. Sim comes to his desk and they have this discussion. And this is where I'll start reading. "I need a star, Cortez, a real star," said Mr. Sim, slapping the karaoke marketing report down on the marketing manager's messy desk. "Sorry, sir, you need a what? A star? Yes, Cortez, a star. The world's first karaoke video star. Someone everyone will love. Someone people will want to stare at for hours while they sing." He jammed a finger on the report. "They'll buy more home karaoke machines. Everyone in this industry will make more money." Cortez watched the wild eyes of his boss shimmer under fluorescent light. All around him, the buzz of responsible workers picked up the tempo. "We need to find this big star." Mr. Sim arched closer, waving his pointing finger back and forth between the two of them. "We need to sign her." He froze his pointing finger at the halfway point between them. Yes, her, a girl, a woman. Everyone loves a beautiful lady, and we, resumption of finger back and forth, need to do it quickly, must do it quickly, Cordis. Yeah, no, absolutely. This is a great idea, sir. Something that should definitely be done quickly. And I agree. The big star should be female. A beautiful, sexy, female karaoke star. And just moving forward a little bit here. I need her to be someone who has a lot of Asian appeal. I need her to be big in Laos, said the voice from behind him. Cordis bolted upright. Laos? That tiny country near Vietnam? What's in Laos? Ever been to Laos, Cordis? No. No, I haven't.
So I have to ask you, I mean, you've already said karaoke is kind of a metaphor for life. Has thinking about karaoke or even writing this novel, has it affected your life in some way?
Yeah, you know, Cordis goes on, as I say, in this journey, and it's really a search for his big picture. And I've learned a lot about myself through, you know, living in Asia in the last 16 years. And my big picture continues to evolve. And
what have you learned about yourself that you wouldn't have if you had just stayed in Canada?
I think any time you're taken out of your comfort zone, you're gonna learn about yourself. You know, I landed in Singapore. I'd never been to Asia before. You know, I had very little money, no job. But what I did have was that wide-eyed fascination of being in a new country and having new experiences. And that fascination, you know, hasn't died. And, you know, I travel extensively throughout Asia, most of the time just for my own, desiring my own experiences. And I've seen and I've come across some interesting people who have really taught me a lot, you know. And oftentimes it's done just through broken English or my own ability to speak a few words in the local language. And, you know, I love those opportunities and hopefully they'll continue.
Bjørn Turman is the author of The Karaoke World of Cordis Hare. He spoke with Steve Paulson.